Trump, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Rwanda begin new chapter of hope after brokering peace deal. By Nick Gilbertson on June 27, 2025. President Donald Trump on Friday said that the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda embark on a new chapter of hope and opportunity after the nation signed a historic peace deal brokered by the president and his deputies. Trump was joined by the foreign ministers of the two countries and Secretary of State Marco Rubio in the Oval Office. Shortly after, Rubio oversaw them signing an agreement to end the decades-long fighting in the region. Vice President J.D. Vance also flanked the president. "We're here today to celebrate a glorious triumph. And that's what it is for the cause of peace, and this is a long time waiting." The signing of a historic peace agreement between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda, Trump said. Trump said the conflict in the Great Lakes region of Africa displaced countless people and claimed the lives of thousands and thousands. "But today, the violence and destruction comes to an end. And the entire region begins a new chapter of hope and opportunity, harmony, prosperity, and peace," Trump said. He expressed his gratitude to the representatives of both countries and to Rubio for his leadership in helping to bring about a deal, as well as senior advisor for Africa Masud Boulos, whose son is married to Trump's daughter, Tiffany Trump. Trump signed letters congratulating Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Democratic Republic of the Congo President Felix Tshisekedi on the agreement and inviting them to the White House for the final steps of the agreement. Democratic Republic of the Congo Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba, who signed the agreement on behalf of her country, thanked Trump and congratulated him on the remarkable milestone. She urged him to stay committed to peace in the region and to hold leaders in the region accountable. Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe praised Trump for his leadership and said, "With the U.S. standing by side with Rwanda and DRC, we believe that we will achieve a long-time peace." He also emphasized the importance of the U.S. in helping implement the agreement. "So for this economic integration framework to be implemented, it's important for the U.S. to accompany the parties to implement what we have signed, because in the past, we have signed so many agreements that were not implemented, and we believe that with your leadership, with the involvement of the United States administration, we will reach that goal." The major agreement comes just days after Trump brokered a historic ceasefire between Iran and Israel after the United States carried out strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites. He has also brokered a ceasefire between India and Pakistan,